We say arm ourselves because we are in a spiritual warfare, folks. Amen. Ephesians lets us know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the spiritual wickedness and darkness in high places. Therefore, we got to put on what? The whole armor of God. We got to gird our loins about the truth. We got to put on the helmet of salvation. We got to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Praise God. We got to take the shield of faith so that we can fire off or expel all of the fiery darts of the devil. We got to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praise God. We got to do all of those things. There were seven things that he told us, but look how he ended it. I'm talking about a disciplined prayer life. Put it for Ephesians 6, verse 8 up to 8. Look what he says. He says, praying always. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praise God. Paul even told the church at Thessalonica, praise God, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, everybody should know that. He said that we ought to pray without ceasing. Prayer is a major part of our life, praise God, and if we are going to be disciplined believers, amen, we got to spend some time talking to the Master. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Hear the little fire will turn, and we'll know the little fire will burn. And just a little talk with Jesus.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community, KAYT.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress. Oh.
But now the fact that from their mind that he will do the same in your life and my life. Y'all hear? And so when, yes, no, when the Bible calls them witnesses, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're watching every move we make, but it does mean that they are witnesses to the faithfulness of God. Because in the same way, he promised to be with us always. For the Hebrew writer writes in Hebrews 13:5, that the Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Well, step one is to consider faith, but step two is to consider self. Because there's a race to be run, and the wise runner must make careful preparation. The same is true in a spiritual race as well, meaning we will never reach our full potential for the Lord until we are willing to make preparations and sacrifices that are necessary for running this Christian race. We know verse 1b says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Now this refers to a runner making sure that all extra weights have been removed from his body. But in the spiritual arena, this refers to anything that hinders our walk with the Lord. It speaks of things that are innocent in and of themselves, but when they slow you down and hinder you in your Christian race, they become weights and they must go. Now, this list could be endless, but just to name a few. Seeking entertainment instead of fellowshipping and communicating with God. Seeking possessions and things of the world instead of seeking God. Giving our attention to things like music, television shows, movies, and the like that do not focus our minds on the Lord. In short, speaks of anything that does not build us up in or make us stronger in the Lord. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with watching TV shows, but if that takes up all of your time, it becomes a waste. Anything that we focus most or the majority of our attention on that does not build us up in the Lord is a weight and a hindrance and should be removed from our lives. But not only are we to lay aside the weight, but also we must lay aside the sin that entangles us. Now this refers to the sin which clings to, distracts, entangles, and trips the Christian runner. The picture is of a man trying to run a race while dressed in a long flowing robe that they wore in those days. And now it would be easy for him to be tripped up and fall out of the race. And so in the same way, there are many sins that could be mentioned at this point, but the idea of this verse is the particular sin that trips you and me up. But only you know what your weaknesses are. Meaning there are some sins that don't even tempt us at all, but there are others that are a constant source of temptation. Such sins as laziness and complacency that keeps us from studying God's word, from coming to Bible study, from coming to Sunday school and worship. The sin that hinders you and me from giving our best to the Lord, from supporting your church through your tithes and offering. And the list could go on and on, but the point is, whatever that sin is that keeps you from giving your all to the Lord, job isn't to try to outrun you, but my job is to run for Jesus, the race that he has planned for my life to the best of my ability. But note also what, yes, Lord, we must guard our priorities. Note verse 2:8 tells us that we are to run looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The plan to put, that means we are to use Jesus as our focal point while we run the race that we have been given by God. Meanwhile, we run, we must not look back or look at the other runners, because in doing so, it will cause distraction and defeat. In other words, we must be like Apostle Paul declared in Philippians 3:13. He said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Also, we must not focus on our circumstances, because this too will result in distraction and defeat. My brothers and sisters, our eyes are to be on the one who started us in the race, the one who will greet us also at the finish line. And so our primary duty while we run is to look to him. And anything less will spell disaster for the Christian runner. We'll find that step 3 is to consider the Savior. My brothers and my sisters, as we run this race, we must look to Jesus. And the author of Hebrews goes on to tell us several things about this race that we're able to look to that will help us as we run the race that we've been assigned. And so let us consider, first, let us consider Jesus' race. Now his race was a hard race that began in poverty and ended in pain on the cross. Here was a race that led him around a track lined with hatred, bitterness, of opposition that desired to see him dead. But his race was a race that set the perfect example of how a race should be run. Because he was, his race was a race in which he never faltered. He never lost sight on the goal. He never quit running until the goal had been achieved. And so the main step for staying in the race when you're feeling like quitting is to look to Jesus and consider the race that he ran for you and me. And then you need to go ahead on and run that race in the name of Jesus. Are y'all here with me? And in the power of the Lord. Because when you consider Christ's reason for running his race to completion, you will be encouraged. Because the Bible says Jesus ran for the joy that was set before him. But Brother Coleman, where is the joy in going to the cross? Where is the joy of dying like a common criminal? Where is the joy of being rejected by people you love? Well, for Jesus, the joy was in what would happen when the race was finished. Because for him, the joy was a day of redemption that would bring about salvation to all who believe. The day when he would be in heaven with the redeemed of all ages. The day when there would be a new heaven and a brand new earth, where all the redeemed would be worshiping the Father. The day when salvation would be ultimately completed. Sin forever destroyed. Satan forever banished, and perfect righteousness will rule every heart. And that's why Jesus ran. He was able to look beyond the cross and despise the shame. He was able to think beyond everything he would be called on to face in this world. And guess what? He was able to see you and me. Yes, Jesus ran his race for us. In other words, we are what motivated the heart of the Savior to go to the cross. Now, verse 3 tells us that Jesus endured much to finish his race. He suffered more than you and I could grasp. He was rejected, hated, and opposed by the audience who came to hear him speak. He was betrayed by a close friend. He was left rejected and forsaken by all of his friends. And he was tried before the high court of the land and charged with treason. And so saints that ran before us. After many hard trials and tribulations, they finished the race with the testimony to us today of the faithfulness of God to his people, no matter what we face in our race. Number two, we must consider by making proper preparation of laying aside every weight and the sin that so easily entangles us, causing us to want to give up and quit the race. But most importantly, we must consider the Savior, who ran his race for the joy that was set before him. To me, he was able to look beyond the agony, the suffering, and the pain, and see you and me. Because he ran his race just for us. It is because of his love for us that motivated the heart of the Savior to go to the cross and die. Because greater love has no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for a friend. Because while we were yet sinners, Christ died that we might live. Because one Friday on a hill called Calvary, Jesus, he hung dead and died for the sins of the world. And after laying in the grave for 3 days and 3 nights, he got up from the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And after showing himself alive for some 40 days, then he caught a cloud and he went back to glory. Now he's seated on the right hand of the throne of God. He's making intercessions for you and me. And just because he lived, I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lived, I'm going to stay in the race. I'm going to stay in the race because he walked with me. And he talked with me. And he told me that I am his own. And so let me ask you this morning, how is your race progressing? Do you need encouragement this morning? If so, let me challenge you to get your eyes back on the Lord. Stop looking around at the other world. Stop looking at the circumstances while you run. But look to him. Get rid of those weights. Strip off those deceptive sins. And lift up your mind to run your race with patience. By looking to Jesus, the author finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down